From NPR News, this is Day to Day. $2,500. That's the price of a new car Indian car maker Tata will unveil next year. Tata says it'll be the world's cheapest car. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. And Sam, first of all, how can you possibly build a car this cheaply?
Well, Madeline, that's the key question here. So far, Suzuki takes the prize with a $4,000 car called the Maruti. But to get that sticker price down to the $2,500 range is the challenge that's on every auto executive's mind right now. With auto sales in the U.S. and Europe plateauing, everyone's trying to get their foot in emerging markets like China and India. That's where all the growth will be over the next decade. But to tap that growth, a $30,000 SUV isn't going to cut it. You have to have cheap cars and lots of them. And basically, what they're looking for is the modern-day equivalent to the Model T, which brought car ownership to the masses in the U.S. And that's easy to do if you're an Indian automaker like Tata. It's got a small army of low-cost engineers. But Peter Brown with Automotive News says with a car that costs $2,500, you definitely get what you pay for.
To do it, you'd have to have an old technology, maybe four-cylinder engine with a carburetor, which nobody's used here for 20 years. I can't imagine you could have emissions control equipment. You certainly could not have a catalytic converter. So it would be truly stripped out.
And Sam, what about these crazy new safety contrivances like airbags? I mean, I can't imagine these cars would have those either.
Yeah, it's a key question is with these stripped cars, you know, are people really going to want these cars that have none of the modern day conveniences? I mean, we have internet now. I mean, people in these countries have internet access. They can see what a real car looks like and what it does. But Tata thinks there is a market for this. They estimate that the market for these cars will be the millions of motorcycle and scooter riders who are ready for a four-wheel upgrade. If this pans out, India will become a true test bed for super cheap cars. But at that price range, the real competition suddenly becomes used cars, not new cars from like Toyota and GM. And whether people will prefer a new Tata with no frills to a used Toyota remains to be seen. Another question is whether Tata can sell enough of them. Once you go down to that price, the profit margins get pretty slim. That means volume becomes more important than anything. So we have like a BMW making about $3,000 a car in its luxury cars in the sub $3,000 range. It's not really enough to even cover your parts.
So would these cars ever be available here in the U.S.?
This is another question, is how much of a threat is this to U.S. automakers? And definitely not at that price. The key here is the symbolic entry into these developing markets.
Well, thank you, Sam. That is Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.